Again, praise God for all of you that are still joining and all of you that are here. And I trust you had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year. Praise God. You know, this year is just starting. Praise God. And, you know, I had one message prepared. And this morning, just this morning, the Lord just spoke to me, and he kind of changed that. And I said, okay, Lord, I hear you. I hear you. So the Lord spoke to me and says, you know, we need to just affirm, just give some affirmations tonight. In other words, affirm and reaffirm who we are in God and what God has blessed us with and the blessings that we have at our disposal. So tonight we're going to be giving affirmations, knowing that this affirms all those who have been born again, all those that are a child of the King. We are looking to just a reminder and an affirmation to those who don't know and a reaffirmation to those who do know. We always need to be reminded and hear what the Lord is saying. So I praise God for that. And the first thing I want to deal with is just know who you are in God. That's important. You have to know who you are, because if you don't know who you are, the enemy is subject to try to deceive you or whatever. But when you know who you are in God and what his word has said about you, there's no way the enemy can deceive you or fill you with deception, because you're going to know that word. Just like, think about it, Jesus had to give the enemy the word. He told the devil, this is written. It is written. And after a while, the enemy left him alone. Now, Jesus Christ himself, the incarnated word in the flesh, if he himself fought the enemy with the word of God, where does that leave you and I? We have to know it. So, first part we're going to deal with, knowing who you are in God. 1 Peter 2:9, it says, but ye are a chosen generation. Praise God. That's awesome right there. God chose us. We didn't choose ourselves. He chose us. And then he goes on to say, a royal priesthood, and we're a holy nation, a peculiar people, my God, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. That's who we are in Christ. That's who you are. You've been born again. That's who you are. A special person, because God chose us. We're part of that chosen generation, that royal priesthood. And you know, the world looks at you kind of a strange or peculiar. And that's what the word is saying. That's what Peter said. Yeah, you could be judged as a peculiar person. You're supposed to be, because God has a set folks that he has set aside for his purpose and for his glory. And then Romans 8:16-17, it says, we are the children of God. And if children, look, it don't stop there. And if a children of God, then we're heirs. And then it don't stop there. And then we're heirs of God. And then joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. You know, and listen, we're not going to paint a picture that says it's going to be all roses and ice cream and cake. Oh, no. There's another scripture that says if we suffer with him, we're sure to reign with him. And yet we're going to go through things, but we don't go through by ourselves. And when we go through, he goes through with us. We come out with the victory. Say amen to that. So that's just letting you know who we are in God. There's many more scriptures, but I'm going to be moving pretty fast tonight. We're talking about affirming and reaffirming what God has said we are, what God says we can do, what God says belongs to us. Amen. So I want to read Matthew's, the 5th chapter, the 13th through the 16th verses. And Jesus is talking as part of his Sermon on the Mount. And he's saying, he's teaching them. He's teaching the people that here's who we are. This is what Jesus says. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. But you are the light of the world. Listen to what Jesus is saying. You are the light of the world. And a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. He goes on to say, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Isn't that awesome? Oh, yes, it is. This is what Jesus is saying. Jesus likens the church or the body of Christ. He compares it to salt. In other words, salt gives flavor. We know that. Even in our daily foods and intake of food and our different tastes of cuisine and all. But salt plays a particular part in it. My goodness, it brings out the flavor. Talking about the body of Christ, we're the seasoning in the earth for mankind to partake. In other words, we are that which the world looks out and desires. We are the seasoning that makes it so desirable to know Christ. Amen. We're the seasoning in the earth for mankind to partake. Another thing, salt preserves. My God, the Lord, he preserves the body of Christ. He preserves us. Hallelujah. The scripture says, he shall preserve thy soul, and then he shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Praise God. So it's important to let our light shine. It is important that we talk about the goodness of the Lord. Not only that we demonstrate that when we're walking in the light as he's in the light, oh, we have fellowship. The Bible says one with the other. Praise God. Also, as the salt of the earth, we are a delightsome people in the Lord. In other words, the joy of the Lord is our very strength. The world looks at that. The world may see us struggling sometimes, may see you going through trials, but yet you still have joy. You still have the peace of God. Amen. You still have the strength, because that's what he promised. See, Jesus has given us his peace, not like the world gives, but the peace that is able to keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Say amen to that. He's able to sustain us no matter what it is that we go through. But when you have the peace of God, you have the joy of God, you have the strength of God, you got the confidence, your faith is increased. A lot happens when you have the peace of God. We talk about affirmation, reaffirmation, just helping you to know, remind you, who are you? Who do we have? Who are we serving? And what can we expect? What are the benefits of walking in Christ? What are the benefits of being that chosen generation? What are the benefits of being a peculiar people, a holy nation, a called out people? Oh, my God. Yes, there are benefits. And not only that, it costs us something. Like I said, I'm not trying to paint a pretty picture, because sometimes there are trials, there are tribulations we go through. But he says if we suffer with him, we will reign with him. Oh, yes, we will. Praise God. But it's the peace of God that keeps us day in and day out, keeps our heart, and it keeps our mind. Praise God, so we can come out with the victory. Understand, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Praise God. Now, I want to tell you a few things to remember as we go through these affirmations and reaffirmations, looking out from in the beginning of this year, 2024. I don't know about you, but I am looking forward to grow more in God. I'm looking for the power of God to show up even more tangible in my life. I don't want to just preach about it. My God, I want to be about it. I want to walk in it. I want to walk in that favor. Understand, it's the favor of God. It's the gift of God. And I know for a fact the favor of God rests on my life. How about you? Do you know that? Do you know that for a fact? The favor is a gift. People say favor is not fair, but yes, it is fair because the word promised us. Jesus said that in his word. Amen. So let's go through a few things that we just need to remember. Hallelujah. And hopefully we're not going to be too long for you tonight. I only have a few things because there's so much in the scripture that affirms us. There's so much that in the word of God that will build your confidence and give you strength, give you hope, help you to be courageous along this journey. This is a Christian journey. This is a journey that you and I, when we said, yes, Lord, come into my life, we signed up to be in the army of the Lord. We signed up to be on the winning side. We signed up to walk in the victory that God says that we can have. This is the victory that overcometh the world, he says, even our faith. Amen, somebody. So let me remind you a few things. The scripture says in John 3:16, number one, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what we won't ever want to forget that. I don't care what goes on, what's at the top of the news, what chaos is brewing. We just need to know God loved me. I'm a whosoever. Hallelujah. Say that right where you are. Say, thank you, Lord, I'm a whosoever. A whosoever that believes in him said we should never perish, but we have everlasting life. The world can't promise that. The world didn't give it, and guess what? The world can't take it away. Number two, we shall love the Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is a reminder to us as the body of believers. We got to love him. Number one, remember, he loved us first. He chose us first. We didn't choose him. He chose us when we were yet sinners. He loved us. So this is a reminder. Jesus said, you got to love the Lord with everything you have, your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength, everything. Don't ever forget loving God. Number three, greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Hey, this is what we're building up on. Knowing that Jesus loved us so much that he was willing to pay the penalty. The Bible said, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He died that terrible death that you and I may have life. Again, greater love. No, man won't even die for an innocent person. People won't do that, let alone folks that don't even regard him, that don't have anything to do with him, that don't believe that he is the Son of God. But yet, the Bible says he loved us. No greater love than this, that a man will lay down his life for our friends. Aren't you glad he called you a friend? We are a friend of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, we're still reaffirming and affirming who we are in Christ and what we have. Here's the affirmations for 2024. Right now, we're starting off this year on the right foot. We're starting off a year with the right priorities. First things first. Know that God loved us and know that we should love him with everything that we have. And say amen to that. And then it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God wanted me to remind you all tonight, He, including myself, we want to increase our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I laid out the scriptures as the Lord has said, laid it out to us that we know here's who we are, here's what we have, here's what God says that we have in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And then knowing that you can dwell in that secret place. He keeps us covered under his blood. He knows how to shelter us and hide us in his pavilion. He knows how to be that fortress and that strong tower. He knows how to be our shield. Hallelujah. That the enemy can't get to us. Nothing can happen to us unless God allows it. Hallelujah. Think about that. Nothing, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's important. Remember, dwell in that secret place. There's benefits for abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Again, we can do all things through Christ. He's the one who gives us the strength. So that's his word. He says that. And then in 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, it says, God, this one is just really, really, it's encouraging to me. It's saying, God is able. We could just stop right there. God is able. Didn't say man. Didn't say your pastor. It didn't say the bishop. It didn't say the bishop of bishops. It says God is able to make all grace, not some grace, all grace abound to you. Or you could put yourself in this same me. And so that you will have all sufficiency. Notice that word again, all sufficiency in all things at all times. In other words, let's look at this again. God is able, he can make his abundance of grace abound to you. He knows how to supply us with whatever grace we need. And so that you'll have all sufficiency, he says, in all things, at all times. Nothing left, nothing broken, nothing missing. He's saying in all things, at all times, that you and I, we may abound in every good work. In other words, we have what it takes. We've been equipped. We've been enforced. We've been endowed with the power of God, with his grace, because his grace is awesome. You and I are on this line right now because of the grace of God. Hallelujah. We didn't earn it. You can't earn it. But it's his grace that we are here hearing about, hey, this is who I am in the Lord. Here, yes, I'm affirmed. I already know that God loves me. And here's his word that backs up. The Bible says God, he honors his word. He actually watches over his word to perform it. He can speak, and he says, and my word will run swiftly. If I direct it in whomever I direct it to, if I bless whomever I want to bless, he can give his word charge to run swiftly to help and be a time in the time of need. My God, think about his grace. Here's some affirmations to remember. We're talking, but he says, all grace, not some of it. He says, all grace. How much grace do we need? We need all grace, all the grace that he has for us. Oh, yes, we do. And we will have all things that we need. See, our God is able. He's able to supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Look at who we are in God. Look what we have. Hallelujah. As we said the other night, just see what the Lord has done. What an awesome God we serve. This is how we're going into 2024. This is how we're painting the picture as a reminder. You know, you ought to be smiling right now. You ought to be praising God right now, just knowing I know who I am. I know I'm a child of God. I know I'm an heir of God. I know I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I know he's made me a royal priesthood. He's set aside us as a holy nation, a peculiar people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me move on. If the Bible says, listen, we can make it. Why? Because the Lord will never leave or forsake us. No, he won't. But it's with us always, even to the end of the world. So all we got to do, no matter if you're praying, if you've been praying for 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, wait on the Lord. Wait on him. This is word. I'm preaching this word, but this is word for me as well. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And the Bible says he will strengthen your heart. And Philippians 1 and 6 says, being confident, being sure, no doubt, of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He is the author, and God is he's a finisher of our faith. He started a good work in you. Maybe we're falling off the bandwagon. Maybe we've fallen down in some things, in areas in our lives. Get up. Get up. Clean yourself off. Start again. Don't let the enemy tell you, oh, it's no use, or you can't make it, or you don't have what it takes. Yes, you do. Get up and go and try again, you knowing that you can do all things through Christ. It ain't through you, but through Christ who strengthened us. He said, so therefore, you will be confident of this very one thing, this thing right here, that he which hath begun that good work in you, whatever God has set and purpose for you to do, he's able to perform it. He's able to bring it out. Oh, yes. Listen, and concerning those of us that need healing or waiting on the healing, remind you, this is a reminder that he says, I am the Lord thy God who heals thee. By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we were healed. That's his word. That's his word. That's all we need is his word. Stand on it. Bank on it. Settle. Rest on it. Rest on his word. His word will not turn back void. See, God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. But if he said, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, it will come to pass. Say amen to that. And another thing, look, he says, I would that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul shall prosper. Listen, don't have to worry about the prosperity of this person, prosperity of that. Just look. Just make sure your soul is prospering. Make sure you seek in ye first the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. And he said in his word, all these things will be added to you. Hallelujah. Commit your way to him. You know, he'll bring it to pass. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Are you reaffirmed? Are you feeling, are your shoulders back? Are you standing strong right now in the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I got a smile on my face. I know that he's the Lord, that God who heals me. By his stripes I'm healed. He said I can prosper. He wants us to prosper just like your soul is prospering. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then, talking about the steadfast love of the Lord, it never ceases. Talk about his love. His mercies, they never come to an end. They are new every morning, and then all we can say is great, great is your faithfulness, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. We might wake up not feeling so good. You might wake up with aches and pains or whatever, but if you just think about it, his mercies, he's got new mercies waiting to help us. He's got new mercies there that will help and assist all through the day. Hallelujah. And his love never ceases. His love is unconditional. So you and I can say, great is thy faithfulness, Lord. And then understand this. I can't tell it all, but just know that Christ in you is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. That's all we need. You need Christ in us. All these things will come to pass. Amen. So those are a few, and not all of them. You can read that word for yourself. Listen, go over this yourself. Affirmations for 2024, I don't care how long the Lord lets us live. That's just starting off this year. These affirmations don't go away just because the year goes away. It's the affirmations and the word of God and his assurance and reassurance and his promise that never ends. That's who we are. That's who this we as a chosen generation, that's who we are and what we have in Christ Jesus. Because of his shed blood, you and I have a right to the tree of life. Amen. Praise God. I pray that you've been encouraged. And so we got to pray. Our Father, we bless you. We bless you. We thank you, Father. Oh, my God, we love you tonight. We bless you tonight with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul. God, we thank you. We bless you, God, just for loving us. Thank you, Lord God. We're in agreement with the people on this line. We offer thanksgiving to you, Father, because you are worthy. You are so worthy of our praise. You are so worthy, God, that, God, we can't even praise you enough. We thank you, Lord, just knowing that we don't have to worry. We don't have to lose sleep because we know that you never slumber. You never sleep. And that, God, you will preserve us. You preserve us going out and coming back in. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your promises are sure. Father, we just thank you just for loving us. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for making us that chosen generation. God, we thank you, Lord. God, we open ourselves up, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, I'm praying even on behalf of everybody that's on this line. We touch and we agree in prayer that, God, that we will present ourselves to you, hallelujah, with the holy and acceptable. We will present ourselves to you, Father, that you will use us for your purpose, God, that you out of our lives you will get the glory, that you will get the honor, hallelujah, and that men would see our good works, and then to begin to glorify you, Father, which is in heaven. God, we know that all good and perfect gifts, they come from you, and Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. We praise you. God, we bless you tonight. We are thanking you even for our families, God. We thank you, Lord, for every person that's on this Dream Team prayer line and those who are not on the line, those who are connected to us, God. Hallelujah. We give your name praise. We got to thank you, Lord. We got to give you the praise, God. But for Father, you have done mighty, mighty great things toward us. Thank you for your grace, that you cause all of your grace to abound toward us. Hallelujah. Whatever we need, God, we know it's in you. Hallelujah. We thank you for being that loving Father. We thank you, Lord, because you said, and even in your word, God, you already know the thoughts that you have toward us. Thoughts to do us good and not evil. Thoughts to bring us out to an expected end. And Father, so that we would just live that life before you, that we would praise you as you have commanded in your word, that we will walk in obedience to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I believe it. We decree it. We'll make it our purpose. If we make it our priority, that we will live the life that you are calling for in this last day, God. You called us out to be a peculiar people. You called us out not to be friends of the world. For God, you said to be friend of the world, we become an enemy of God. So God, we are not an enemy, but God, we come to God to give your name praise, to lift you higher, to exalt you, God Almighty. Hallelujah. You are God with us. You are El Elyon. You are Jireh. You are our peace. You are our victory. You are our healing. You are our covering. God, we bless you tonight. Hallelujah. With all that we have. All that we have and we know of you, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for even reminding us are who we are in you, God. Remind us that we can come boldly before you and ask and seek the grace that we need. But God, because you cause your grace to abound toward us. Oh, Father, God, even those that are on the line tonight that need healing, Father, send your word. Send your word. Send your word and heal. Send your word and set free. Send your word and deliver somebody. Hallelujah. Encourage someone, Lord. Somebody needs to be lifted up, God. They need to be lifted in the spirit, Lord. Oh, God, let this word, God, come alive. For, God, we know that your word is quick and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. That the word that went out tonight is not going to return to you a void, but it will accomplish that which you purpose it. That which you have to set out to do tonight. We bless you, Lord, for the healing, God. You know every single person, name by name. Hallelujah, collectively, individually. You know us all, God. Those that are standing in the need of prayer, standing in the need of encouragement, standing in the need, Lord God, of healing, standing in the need, God, of jobs and whatever the need is, God. Need a better relationship, God. Oh, my God, need to have forgiveness in their hearts, God. Forgiveness toward family members or toward anyone else, God. God, we thank you, Lord, because we forgive. If we forgive, God, you'll forgive us, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we will start this year afresh in you. We pray, God, and we decree a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit that would rest, rule, and abide with us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, fresh anointing that helps the crooked places and makes it straight, that fresh anointing that puts clapping in our hands, that fresh anointing that puts running in our feet, that fresh anointing that enter into your gates with thanksgiving, hallelujah, and into your courts with praise. We need that fresh anointing that rests upon the ministers and the pastors that bring forth your word, God. Help us, Lord, to preach the word in season and out of season, a fresh anointing, God, that will give your people strength. We need that power, the Holy Ghost power in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, that kind of power that we walk into a place, and God, just your presence illuminates throughout us, all us, God, that we will shine bright for you. Hallelujah. That we will carry your word. That we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, hallelujah, to the Jew first and then also to the Greek. We thank you, Lord, for unveiling the secret, the mystery of Jesus, that he came that we can have life, that the Gentiles may have life. We thank you, God, for the dispensation of grace right now. We bless you, Lord. God, I pray, God, that this will be a prosperous year. I decree and declare that this is a prosperous year, that all that God, Lord, that we will look to you. We will look to you. All of our help comes from you, God. Father, things that we're praying about, that you allow it to come to pass. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the testimonies will be coming after testimony of what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Like David, my expectations, it comes from the Lord. So we bless you. We will bless you at all times, and your praises shall continually be in our mouth. Now, Father, remember those who are bereaved. Their hearts are heavy. They have lost loved ones. Oh, my God, strengthen, comfort, heal that heart as no one else can do but you, God. Speak peace. Speak peace, God. Strength. Oh, my God, and comfort to those that need comforting, Father, in the name of Jesus. Allow your peace. Give that peace and that understanding. Hallelujah. The victory, God, knowing that we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. And, Father, we bless you, Lord, that your love will go from heart to heart, breath to breath. God, give us the love that we should have one for the other. The saints need to have the love that was once given to the church. God, that love, oh my God, that just flows from heart to heart, breath to breath. Help us to love like you said that we need to love one another, just like you have loved us, God. We are thanking you. We are believing you. We are praising you, God. We are looking to you, God, for the victory, God, and we bless you, Lord. We know we have all that we need in you. All that we need is in you, God. We realize that, and so therefore we praise you, and we already praise you. We are praising you. We're not going to wait till the battle is over, but God, we are praising you right now. We walk in the victory. We live in the victory, and God, we breathe the victory. We rest in the victory. Oh, my God, we thank you, Father, for your blessings, your many, many blessings, God, and all that you have given to us, Lord. And Father, if there's anything in our lives, anything that's hindering, any little foxes that are hanging off, God, help us to drop off those little weights, drop off all the weights that so easily beset us, that keep us from running this race with freedom and love. Hallelujah. We cut it off right now. In the name of Jesus, we ask for forgiveness, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to take inventory of ourselves on a daily basis. Help us, God, to be rapture ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you right now. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for our church. We thank you for our members. We thank you for those, God, who are not yet members, but they're on the way. You know their names, God. So we pray that our church would be a saving station, a safe haven, that the word will flow through, oh, freely, God, that whatever we need healing of, Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that word is able to do all that it's set out to do. So with that, God, we bless you. With that, we give you praise. And with that, we thank you for your goodness. His blessings. Hallelujah. I've opened the lines. Let's say yes to the glory. Let's give him the yes. praise. Hallelujah. Yes, give him hallelujah. The praise. Hallelujah. Don't let me yes, praise Lord. Him by hallelujah. Myself. Somebody hallelujah. Needs to praise Lord. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have promised. We thank you, God, for who we are in you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because we are free. You said he that the sun sets free is free indeed. So God, we thank you. We thank you for freedom.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for peace. We thank you for your joy tonight. We thank you for being in a brand new year. God, you're good.
Thank you.
Lord, we praise you. Amen and amen. And amen. So God bless you all. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you all for being on the line tonight. Praise God. I thank the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm lifted up. I'm lifted up in the spirit. I'm excited. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm excited. And that's what it's going to take. Excitement. And that joy of the Lord, which you find that you will have strength to keep on keeping on. Amen?
Yes,
glory to God. So God bless you all. The Lord said the same. We'll look forward to seeing you all in church. This is first Sunday. Praise God. So there's church school that starts at 9:50. Be on time for God. Come in with expectations. Be on time because God is just that important. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and
hallelujah.
We pray one for another.
Thank you.
So y'all continue to love on somebody.
Yes.
Be blessed. We love you.
Lord.
I know Pastor loves you. Pray for
thank
us.
You,
we
Jesus.
Need your prayers. We as leaders,
yes,
we need your prayers. Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
God knows whatever it
yes.
is that we need to give out, the Lord, well, he's able to reinforce us. So we receive those prayers. We receive the love. And with that, I'm going to say good night, and you'll be blessed. Have a wonderful, prosperous night. God bless you.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank
good
you,
night.
Jesus. Amen.
Good night.
Good night. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good night.
What you doing, baby? Did you feel something on the floor in here? Huh? Put Jackie in. Is Brittany going to church tonight?
What is Brittany? Hey. Where's Kyla?
She's in her room.
In her room.
Mm-hmm. It's still down there.
Huh?
It's still down there.